This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, this stock has been really moving up the last week. We're talking about U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UCLE. And with us today is the chairman and president of the company. We're fortunate to have him on the show, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back.
Hi, Everett. Nice to be back.
U.S. Nuclear Corp., you guys are in the radiation detection. You guys kind of have a twist on it. You put it on drones. That being said, why is your stock start surging so much recently in the last week or two?
Well, I think one of the reasons is absolutely the drones. When we came into this business, we were putting radiation detectors on the drones, and that made us stand out. But you might say, who wants to see radiation? It's a border problem, but
right.
But maybe not everybody needs to see it. But now we've added our chemical sensors and we've added a sampling collection for a variety of diseases, and so now I think we're really sort of making these drones into the drones of the future, because they can collect information. You know, if you're a police chief and there's an explosion downtown and you want to find out about it, you don't send your detective out there and say, bring me a couple of snapshots and run on back. You want to know everything. So now we can tell the police chief in this situation, you know, whether there's any radioactivity, what bad chemicals are over there, and, you know, whether we saw some anthrax or botulism or some plague germs over there. So I think this is the future of drones.
You know, recently you put out a press release, and in that press release, I was reading it, that you're starting to concentrate over in the Middle East. Explain why you're concentrating over there, and how big is that market?
Well, I think it's huge. We all know that the Middle East have a lot of money, and the Saudis, and so we're very pleased to have sold a fleet of drones to the Saudi government. They're using them for border control, and as I said, for a first responder reaction. And we think that they're doing it because they know it's smart and they have lots of money, but I think everybody over there and over here will be doing it soon.
Hey, Bob, let's change gears here for a little bit. Last time we were on the show, we talked a little bit about this, medical isotopes. How many players are working to fix the $7 billion shortage?
That's a good question. There's quite a few people who have their eye on it, but there's eight companies that the U.S. government recognize as people that are probably going to be filling this $7 billion shortage of medical isotopes, which are needed to diagnose and treat cancer. And so we're one of those eight that the government gives money to and recognizes. We feel that we're absolutely the best. All the others produce radioactive waste. We don't. All of the others use uranium, which could be stolen and used to, it's enriched uranium, could be used and purified further to make bombs out of. So, and the big thing is that our units, our product is going to be small units that could go into a single hospital or service one of our units could service three or four hospitals. So what we're thinking is that in Los Angeles, where I am, there must be 20 hospitals here. Probably two or three of our machines could supply the radioisotopes they need, and they could go in all together, or one hospital could buy it and then sell their product to the others, replace their costs very quickly.
As you know, Bob, your stocks went up a lot in the last week or two. Is there any reason why you've been getting significant volume on your stock, and why the rise in the stock price?
That's a an important question, and I'm asking myself too. But the what I think it is the recent government award of $60 million for the medical isotopes. That's brought it to everybody's attention, and a lot of people know that the people can't be diagnosed properly without the right scanning material. But this announcement by the government points out that it's really such a serious problem, and I think we're, as I said, we're the only ones that have a satisfying solution to the problem. I think that's it. Of course, the shipment of the drones to the Saudis wakes people up. Everybody knows who the Saudis are.
And what do you think about your company's growth for 2018 compared to 2019? You have any metrics or thoughts about that?
Yeah. Our 2018 revenues were around $3.5 million. That's almost double. It's 80% of what it was 2 years ago, and so we're pleased with our growth and. Our products are the highest quality. We specialize in making sensors and measurement systems that other people have given up on. That we detect tritium and other trace materials that other people just can't see. So I think that we have a good future, and I'm so pleased that the public seems to be waking up to it.
You've been listening to Bob Goldstein. He is the CEO and President and Chairman of U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UCLE. Bob, let me ask you this before I let you go. What would you want my listeners and your investors to take away from this interview? What can they see here and maybe in the next quarter or the next couple of months?
Well, I would just say, so watch this space. I think that you'll be seeing us moving forward towards medical isotope production. I think you'll be seeing us increase our size and revenue and really making our place in the world.
In closing, Bob, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It is always a pleasure to have you on my show. You know, I'm a big fan of yourself and your company. I wish you nothing but the best. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
All right. Thanks, Everett. That's great. I'm looking forward to it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.